You are listening to The Exchange on Siouxland Public Media. I'm Mary Hartnett. This week, we hear from both sides of a controversy over the use of federal coronavirus money to offset the increased costs for the now under construction new law enforcement center. Also, as we start another school year, we talk with the members of the Sioux City Public Schools Foundation about their work to provide education services, school lunches, graduation caps and gowns, and more. And we talk with the author of a new book about ways philanthropies can do more and be more effective with people of color and Indigenous peoples. Also, there's a new play at the Sioux City Community Theater. Siouxland Public Media Sheila Brummer checks in with one of the actors in that play.
But first, emotions ran high at last night's Woodbury County Supervisors meeting. Members of the group United Today, Stronger Tomorrow argued against the use of more than $15 million in American Recovery Act plan money meant to offset costs from coronavirus pandemic issues for the in-progress new law enforcement center. Last week at a courthouse news conference, UTST and local labor leaders challenged Woodbury County on the use of that money to pay for the cost and material overruns on the building of the new jail and courthouse. Ernie Colt of the North Central States Regional Council of Carpenters was at that news conference. I spoke with him this week about the group's issues with the coronavirus money. Colt said county residents should not have to pay more than the $50 million bond referendum approved last year. Colt says the county should just redesign the new LEC.
Maybe not four courtrooms, maybe just two courtrooms, maybe not 400 cells, maybe 300 cells. You know, there's some different things that they can do to bring the cost back down.
Colt also says the contractor may not pay wages required by federal law.
We want to make sure they're making a decent wage with some benefits, and we want to make sure that they're, you know, paying their fair share of taxes and Social Security and everything else that all of us have to pay. So when the supervisors turned a blind eye to all those worker exploitations, I guess you'd call it, and made a mockery of the quality assurance questionnaire, it was just real evident to me that they don't care about the workers of Woodbury County. They don't care what the taxpayers of Woodbury County had to say about the use of the dollars. All they wanted to do is get the damn jail built.
Woodbury County Supervisor Matthew Ung opened this week's meeting with a strong rebuttal of most of the charges laid at his door by labor leaders and community members. Ung said the board had inherited an old and outdated building that could not be made safe for the future, and citizens finally agreed to a $50 million bond issue to fund the new jail.
The community, not us. The community ultimately looked at our seven long years of committee meetings and homework and told us to build a new one without all the same mistakes. We took that charge seriously and refused to downsize or reduce quality. They saw that this was the number one most vetted idea in the last decade in Woodbury County. They saw that the sheriff's office gave tours of the jail to citizens advisory committee members. They saw that several county officials and employees spoke about it on the radio. They saw that we scheduled dozens of dedicated public hearings on design, making every advisor, consultant, engineer, and architect completely available to answer public questions. Everyone saw that except for, apparently, United Today, Stronger Tomorrow. This organization held an August 19 press conference at the courthouse and suddenly considers themselves qualified to host a teach-in on the project. They also rigged their online questionnaire asking people how they want ARPA funds spent. Do you want to know why they're saying no one wants to spend on the jail, law enforcement, public safety, or the justice system? Because those aren't options in the survey.
Ung also hit back at allegations that the jail project unfairly targets people of color and Indigenous peoples.
Crimes are committed by individuals. I'm a second-generation immigrant. My father is Chinese and escaped Laos. Given the fact that's the strongest part of my ancestry, if I told you I'm a person of color, you'd have no right to say otherwise. My wife is 100% Honduran. In my formative years, I spent a lot of time with the Supiak tribe in Nanwalik, Alaska, and the Havasupai tribe at the bottom of the Grand Canyon. None of that matters if I go and rob a liquor store. If I commit a crime, I do it as Matthew Ung, not as a BIPOC community member.
Ung's words did not go over so well with some of those present at the meeting. Manet Plamir rebuked Ung for his attitude towards those present who had concerns about the use of ARPA funds. Plamir is the son of the late Winnebago Tribe Native American activist Frank Plamir.
I find the presentation that you gave very disrespectful, uncouth, and patronized everybody here. I have some concerns about our approach, and I hope that his presentation doesn't speak for you other men. And I hope that you guys can counsel him a little bit on how to talk to the constituents here. I believe that what transpired can create social disruptions. The people are going to fight over 5 million. That might be crumbs to you. Maybe down the road you might throw us a bone, and the people are going to have to fight over that.
Ernie Colt also attended the meeting and pointed out that the county engaged with the community and unions on the $50 million bond issue for the jail, but not on the decision to use the ARPA money.
We were promised this was going to help our community. Lots of broken promises. Lots of broken promises. When it comes right down to it, it's all about the money, not about our community. That $50.3 million bond referendum that was voted on, yeah, we had meetings on that. Good job, Keith, getting everybody's input. Did we have those same meetings on the $15.5 million of COVID relief money?
Jen Pellence of the Western Iowa Labor Federation said she did not want to insult workers who have worked on the jail project already. She wants to protect workers.
When this money comes back to us, $15.6 million, that's money that was paid for by workers in the first place. These are our tax dollars, and they deserve to be used on things for working families, that enrich the lives of working families in this community. You know, I would also say that Mr. Ung has his concerns. I have concerns. I have concerns that you're sitting up there conflating evil with criminality. We're talking about a county jail here, not a federal supermax prison, and you're acting like you're housing a bunch of Jeffrey Dahmers. These are your constituents. These are members of your community. People make mistakes.
However, Speaker Matthew O'Kane addressed concerns he had about Matthew Ung's state of mind and his disbelief at the cost of the new LEC.
I'm very glad you were able to get everything off of your chest. It's important to get those feelings out so we can process them. I don't agree with you, but I understand that there's some hurt there, and you had to get that out, and I appreciate that. I'm a teacher. I think teaching our youth is super important. I like to teach them to be good citizens, to go out into the world and to help people. And I really hope at the end of the day you can at least respect that. The inflated price that we've been given for the new law enforcement center is hard to swallow. The idea that you're going to take emergency COVID funding for the law enforcement is just terrible. We need to update the law enforcement center. Nobody here disagrees with that.
There was no response from Mr. Ung after that statement. Another speaker, Sunrose Ironshell of the Lakota Tribe, said she was concerned about the land the LEC is being built on.
As a Native American, Indigenous, Sioux woman, I'm very concerned with our culture being lost within all the construction sites. It is common practice that for every construction site, there needs to be a surveyor so that if any cultural items are found, that the tribes will be notified and the museum will be notified and that we can save that and rescue that as a part of our own, not only Native American legacy, but American legacy as a Sioux City as well.
When the hearing was concluded, Matthew Ung wrapped it up and said nothing much has changed his mind after 45 minutes of testimony.
This was one meeting. I'm sorry that it was such a challenging experience for some members of the public to hear our concerns, my concerns. But as one of the speakers, Matthew, said, we all did get a lot off our chests. Again, I'm sorry it was a hard experience. The facts, unfortunately, seem to continue to fall on deaf ears. I heard there was a lot of talk of disrespect and people were triggered enough to criticize my facial expressions. That's always how you know they have nothing to say about the facts. So I could have criticized facial expressions tonight, but I didn't, because I stuck to the facts. Thank you.
After that, the Woodbury County Supervisors meeting concluded no actions were taken on the use of the American Rescue Plan Act money used to fund the costs of the new law enforcement center currently being built on the north side off of 28th Street.